plunger storm?
Plunder storm, not a bathroom thing.
Oh. Hey everybody, welcome to Lions Pride Tavern podcast number 371. Tonight we talk about a raid, a mirror Drasil, and classic SOD. But before all that, let's start off with introductions.
I'm your host, Fafford. I play a Dwarven Beastmaster Hunter in the awesome game World of Warcraft.
Lorelei's D&D night tonight, so next up is Mac.
It's Mac, and I almost missed my cue because I was waiting for Lorelei's voice.
And Mrs. Mac is with us.
Hi, it's Mrs. Mac, and I'm still trying to figure out why I moved to Alaska.
Yeah, well, yeah, I keep you warm.
It's got to be 60 degrees up there, right?
Yeah, bite me.
The high today was 40. It's kind of nice. We're starting to lose a little bit of the snow.
We're supposed to get 2 inches of snow tomorrow.
And then, you know, of course, we're getting the longer days now. So it's light in the morning, and it's light until almost 9 o'clock at night. And yeah.
Not late.
Oh, it's okay. 8:30.
Now, where you guys are at, does it go light all night long?
20 hours.
Okay.
Okay. It's. Technically, when you look at the civil twilight and the nautical twilight stuff, there's about a 5-week period.
Call it nautical twilight because there's not too much twilight.
Yeah. it's like, you know, as soon as the sun, not even before the sun has already gone down, you know, you're getting the colors on the others on the east side of the sun coming back up. So it doesn't get dark.
Gotcha.
And on the plus side, my daughter's got her power back.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Their power was out. Yeah, their power box from the utilities went kaput here, and it was out for, and they had to order a part from out of state. So it took a little while to get back in. So we had grandkids that were cramping my lifestyle over here for quite some time.
Well, it was spring break. Okay. Yeah. How are you going to keep 3 teenage boys occupied with no electronics because you're running on the neighbor's generator and you're only running enough to get the heat to heat up the house? And, you know,
when I was a teenage boy, you just needed magazines.
Yeah, well, okay.
National Geographic.
And then, you know, anyways, they did go home, and so I walked up to Mrs. Mac and I said, "Whoo, kids are gone. You want to have some soup or sex?" Yeah. And she said, "I'll like the soup."
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, now we're me and the frog in my pocket. I am helping them out because my daughter can't do laundry. She's got 5 kids and her husband who works at the railroad. So laundry needs to be done.
Right. Yeah.
So she's bringing hampers of laundry over every day. And in the middle of that, our water went out.
Did it freeze or just stop?
No, it stopped. There was a ruptured main about a half a mile away. So the entire neighborhood was out.
That sucks.
It was an interesting, yeah. The first thing I did, because I've survived the COVID pandemic, I got on Instacart. And we have the Costco Business Center, and they open at 7 a.m. So I had two cases of water delivered by 8:30. So that way, worst case scenario, we were going to have water to flush the toilets. Because we had three teenage boys in the house.
That's when you teach them. That's when you teach them. If it's number one, don't flush the lever.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was the problem, is you've spent so many years yelling at them for not flushing the toilets. And
yeah.
And then it's like, you're given a free pass. Oh, yeah, it was interesting.
Oh, yeah. We survived. We have water. They have power. They're at home. And we're at our home.
Having soup. I like that.
Chia soup, yeah.
Yeah, Max making chowder. Ugh. So.
Oh, and then we went out today. And we just running around town. We went out to the business center out there at Costco again. And, you know, because it's close by and I like spending money. But anyways, we were going by and there's a Vietnamese food place there. And they have these banh mi sandwiches that are delicious. And we were going over to Best Buy as well. And I was like, hey, Ms. Mac, you know, you want to go over and get some sandwiches? What more done? She goes, oh, that sounds like a good idea because we'd had them there before. And so we go in and she orders it's a Saigon banh mi. Last time she had the beef or the chicken.
Okay.
And I said, are you sure you want that? Yeah, yeah. I was like, okay. So I ordered a beef one. And the reason I did... it's because she wasn't looking at the ingredients. One of the ingredients was a liver paste on it. She does not like liver. Uh-huh. And we're sitting inside her. So you sure you want the sandwich? Yes, I want it. She got really indignant. It's like, okay. So we went home. I pulled the sandwiches out. And I gave her hers and I had mine. I didn't take a bite out of mine. I said, I want to make sure you take a bite of that. I want to make sure you like that before I take this other sandwich upstairs with me. And she took a bite. And I said, you know, because it does have liver paste. 2 seconds later, she goes, can I trade sandwiches?
I don't blame you, Mrs. Mack.
Thank you.
Not at all.
You know, okay, now, I do have to say, all right, we went into the business center, and then we went to Best Buy, and the barometric pressure is doing something, because I literally had the spinning vertigo today from being in the store. Being in both stores, we came home. I sat down in my recliner. After I got done eating, I put my earplugs in and I slept, because that's the only way to get rid of this is just sleep it off. Yeah.
Also how she deals with me. I'm going to go sleep it off till you go to work.
Yeah. And I guess Mech had to save me from something. And he literally had to shake me because I couldn't hear him because I had my earplugs in. Oh, yeah. Gotta love this.
I had to shake you for about 20 seconds.
Sorry.
So if you know anything about the human body, and you
know
anything
about the human body.
And if you know anything about hot tubs, okay.
Yeah.
Liver is like in a hot tub, the filter that's in there that gathers up all the gooky stuff, the grease from your bodies, the hair follicles and this dead skin. And so when you eat liver, that's what you're eating, is like a hot tub filter. So I don't touch liver at all.
I can't stand the stuff. I did not realize that there was liver paste in that particular one. And I
would think when you're going to a restaurant that's serving something that has a name that you don't really understand, that you'd look at it and would go, what are the ingredients?
I've had banh mi before, and the ones I had never had liver paste in them. Come on, Matt, give me a break today.
Yeah, they had like 4 or 5 different types. I figured you would just look and see which one had, anyways.
Yeah. Well,
I knew I was dizzy.
I took one for you, ditzy, too.
At least Mrs. Mack will try something new. When I go to a restaurant with my wife, she orders the same shit every single time. Nothing changes. I could actually order for her, and she'd be fine with it. Because she gets the same thing. She never tries anything new.
Oh, Mac orders for me all the time. He asks me what I want, and I tell him, and then he orders it. What can I say? I'm lucky.
She orders me around a lot.
Oh, mommy says not every time.
Oh yes, every most. Yeah, every single time. She okay. See, she doesn't realize how many times it is.
I'm not going to get involved. Oh, here we go. Yeah, you're wrong. She's right. Get over it. Suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah, that's what she thinks. I mean, I write it on the calendar every time she's wrong. So, you know, there's quite a few times on there.
Uh-huh, yeah, right.
Uh-huh. How many years back are you going on the calendar? No,
yeah. Oh, so we got our new washer this week.
Yeah, I saw that on Discord. Nice.
And then last night.
And the water went out. Oh.
No. Last night, we ordered the matching dryer because the washer has a higher capacity than the old washer. And Max Carhartts do not have enough room to fling around in the dryer when he does a full load. So we have a dryer coming on April 10th.
It shouldn't take 160 minutes to dry your Carhartts.
Not really. No. Well, you'd think the new washing machine would pull even more water out, so it wouldn't as long.
It doesn't spin quite as much, but...
Well, so, okay, this time we got a top loader instead of a front loader. And my reason for that was actually... quite logical. The front loader, we had to pop, we have those, you know, French closet door thingies on our laundry room because our laundry room is in the kitchen. Don't ask me. I don't know. That's how they built the damn place. Yeah, but anyway.
She can do laundry or she does the sandwiches, you know.
Well, yeah, what it was, you know, you kept a woman barefoot pregnant in the kitchen. And since she's in the kitchen, she might as well do laundry too. And make a sandwich. Make a sandwich, yeah.
I'm not going to say what I want to say. I'm
You're outnumbered 2-1.
Oh, Mama says you're looking to get hurt. Dude, you are in so much trouble.
Let's put it this way. After 28 years, she still doesn't scare me.
You might want to start rethinking that. Anyway.
She's just getting older and slower. Of course, so am I.
Yep, it's quiet. That's what she said. So is you. I forgot what I was saying now, so never mind.
That's a sign of old age.
Yes, it is.
That older and slower part. You were talking about having the washing machine in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, the door, you know, my grandson had to pop the door, the one side of the door, so it would swing all the way open so we could pull the soap dispenser out. Oh. The washing machine fit lovely. It just, without that door being pushed all the way, this couldn't put soap in it. So I was so happy because this one being a top loader, I don't have to worry about that. And it's a wonderful thing. And my laundry room closes all the way now, which is a nice feeling.
It's small enough to fit grandkids and it's got a locking lid. So, I mean, but that's the easiest way to wash them, but
right. too funny.
So have you checked out Plunger Storm yet, Fafford?
Plunger Storm?
Plunder Storm, not a bathroom thing.
Oh,
it's a World of Warcraft thing. They have this PvP Plunger Storm thing that they've added in. I was going to try it for the podcast, and I didn't. It's a World of Warcraft Plunger Storm. Pirates, Magic, and Mayhem. A limited time event with epic rewards. Basically, you got to go do PvP against players and then PvE against mobs that are out there. Anyways. I'm not a big PvPer, so I was going to try it before this podcast, and then I didn't try it, and then I thought maybe you might have tried it.
No, not PvP.
There's a new mount.
Ooh. I don't even pretend to like PvP.
Oh, no.
No, because that's where all
very
the...
very similar there.
PvP, that's where all the 12-year-olds are at. You know, because they think they're better than everybody else. So they're all playing PvP, and they can stay there. Because the one expansion where they forced you to do it was the worst thing Blizzard could have done. I mean,
it still
was just
some things.
Yeah. That was just dumb.
But, I don't like things gated behind PvP because I don't like PvP. It's like, we've created the PvP. Now you're going to have to play it to it. You're going to have to play it and enjoy it, whether you like it or not. Well, okay, I don't enjoy it, so I'm not going to play it that way.
Yep, but I just got my daughter to do it.
I did finally use my level 70 boost. I'm very proud of myself for that. It only took me a year.
Yeah, I let my daughter use mine when I got it.
I got on last night and I got started getting all this stuff and everybody's grats, grats, grats. And I'm like, no, I just used my boost finally.
Too funny. Well, listen, I think we should talk about Classic SOD.
Welcome to Classic.
Well, Classic SOD, we're guild is still growing. We've had a couple people, a couple of our raiders left to go to other raiding guilds. As you know, my invite, when I invite people to the guild, it says we are a casual guild, casual raiding. We raid, you know, we do raid two nights a week in, on the level 40s, and then one day a week on the 25s. So we're not, I mean, and we turn people away. Today I did not go on the raid because I wanted to make sure.
He knew Mrs. Mac wanted to go to the store.
Yeah, well, and that, yep. Then there's also other people that wanted to get in. As some of the newer 40s got in there, I was listening in. They were having they got one. When we left, they were on the second boss. They were having some issues with the first boss, and I think it was just a DPS thing. I think we had some people get 40 without doing a lot of other stuff and gearing up ahead of time. So hopefully they'll get back in there, and we'll do it again next week. But people are having fun, so that's the important thing.
Yep. And I saw quite a few people in Discord, and it's amazing the amount of people that are joining our Discord week after week. I mean, I check it like three times a day now just to say welcome into Discord. And sometimes I'm welcoming two or three people at one time.
Right, right. Well, I feel bad, you know, I get my Discord is on my phone, so sometimes somebody will say something and I'll type back on my phone from work when I'm on break. And then, hey, can I get an invite? And it's like, I won't be at the computer for another 6 hours.
And he's afraid to call me because, you know, if he wakes me up, it's not pretty.
Frying pan on the forehead walking out there. What'd you wake me up? Invite.
But yeah, no, it's amazing how many people. And you guys, if you're listening and you haven't joined our Discord yet, you've got to come join us. We've got a fantastic community of people that are helping all the time. I mean, let's see. I'm going to look right now. Well, there's one person in voice, but I think that they're probably just leftovers. But I looked earlier, and there were like two or three different groups that were going at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we get together. We get together. They're doing a lot of dungeon runs. They're leveling some of the lower guys, and as I've told the guys in the guild, it's like, look, because they've been talking about, you know, raiding, and some of our raid days don't schedule up with, you know, other people's. It's like, look, we've got enough people that are at 40 now. If we need to add another day of the week that work better for somebody, you know, go ahead. We'll add it in there. It's like Wednesday. I have a Wednesday in there, and it's at a time where I'm at work, so I can never make the Wednesday raid, so I just do the Saturday raid, and I work Sunday, so I can't do the Sunday raids. So yeah. I mean, is what it is. And if you're in there and you'd like to get a different day, you know, let us know and we'll put one up there. The guys who lead the Wednesday and Saturday raids may not be available on those other nights, but you know, you guys, you know, can do what we do and muddle through. We've got, like I said, we've got some really, really cool people in there leading the raids right now, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, we've had a couple of them on as guests on the podcast, which is fantastic, and they seem like great people.
Oh, this is just amazing. And I don't know how many people know this, but we do have a Horde guild on SOD. It's not very active right now. It was more like when SOD came out, I went and I got the guild set up, boom, done, the end. And I have not been playing my Horde, and Xander was, I think it was Xander or Zan. I don't know. One of the XAN guys was asking about it last night, and he says, oh, he says, I'll get that thing hopping for you. I'm like, go for it. Just do it. Popped him all the way up to an officer. Have fun. I don't get on as much as I used to right now. And hopefully I'll start playing a little more again.
Yeah, well, like I said, we were invaded for a couple of weeks by grandkids.
Gosh. And it was, yeah.
love them to death, but it's nice when they go home and we can have some peace and quiet.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Mrs. Mac can have her soup.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
Yeah. So neither one of you ran SOD on the weekend?
I've been playing it.
Yeah. He just hasn't been doing the raids. The raids. And gotcha. I've been on. I'm kind of going between my two warlocks. I have one at 26 and one at 20, and I'm just, you know, bebopping back and forth. And my poor little mage is just sitting there feeling all alone because I've kind of lost interest in mages. And so, yeah.
No, our Wednesday raid group, they've finished the Gnomegon. They've done it. They've been in and out. It's the Saturday. Last week, we got down to the final boss. And a couple of us, it was our first time in there and got a little distracted. Dex was in there. I was in there last week. And this week, like I said, Mrs. Mack wanted to go to the store. So I told him I hadn't signed up for the raid, so I didn't plan on going this week. And there are raid signups in the Discord. If it looks like the raid is full, feel free to keep adding your name there. If you've got a level 40 that wants to join us, and you're in the guild, feel free to put it in there. Because a lot of times we have people for some reason or another do not make the raid on Saturdays, so that happens, and then we'll just pick people that are on the list that are on at that time.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome. Well, I didn't raid either day. I don't know if I mentioned it last week was a PSA, but the week before I've been having some health issues. I finally got diagnosed.
Right. Okay. What is it? I'm waiting to hear.
It's peripheral artery disease.
Oh.
So, yeah. So basically your artery shuts down. So there's some options. I've been doing some research. I haven't talked to my doctor yet, but there's some options they can do. They can bypass the artery and get the blood flow going back into the leg, because it's right now it's just the lower part of my left leg, but it hurts to walk on. I mean, it feels like I have a broken foot or broken ankle, you know, and this is the same ankle that I severely sprained a while back.
Right.
And so I going into this thing, I was like, okay, it has something to do with the sprain. It just does. And then, you know, when I'm talking to my doctor, he's like, you know, PAD will come along just like one day you have it, the next day you don't, or the other way around. One day you don't have it, and the next day you do. So he says it can come on that fast. So basically the leg swells up, becomes very painful just to walk. And I do a shit ton of walking at work, just a ton. So I've been, he gave me some Tramadol, you know?
Yeah.
And so that kind of takes the edge off, because I've used it before, and I'm really leery of anything in that category of medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a non-opioid sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yes. And but, that's just it for people like me who are allergic to opioids. So.
Well, I'm not allergic to it, but I don't want to even get close to that addiction part of it. So I just, you know, if I take it, you know, they'll say, oh, I take a hydrocodone every 4 hours. I'll take a half every 8 hours. You know?
Yeah.
I just take the edge off is all I want. I have a very high tolerance to pain, but yeah, there's been, you know, I go 4 days at work and then my fifth day is just like, I can go 10 feet and then I got to sit down, you know? So my last day at work, I always just kind of like skate along and take it easy and not do anything. But anyway, so I haven't been raiding. I haven't been streaming. I haven't been doing anything. By the time I get home from work, my leg hurts so bad. I just come sit down on the couch and turn TV on, pop a whole shit ton of ibuprofen, and just let it relax. And then go to bed early. I mean, I've been going to bed at like 8 o'clock in the evening and then waking up at 6 a.m. So I'm getting lots of sleep. But when I do, the swelling goes down. So I've got this routine. And then my doctor told me that I should probably, they gave me a leg brace or, you know, a boot, I guess is what
yes.
it's called. Yeah, they gave me a boot when I sprained my ankle. And he goes, try wearing that. See if that helps. Well, it does because it takes the pressure off the ankle when I'm walking. You know, it puts it on the leg. Right. So
be a robo-Fafford.
Yeah, exactly. So that helps, but, you know, it's still, by the time I get home, you know, it's painful and swollen, so I haven't been doing anything. And I know the guys on my gaming group have really missed me. And, you know, I mean, I even thought, geez, what am I going to do? Am I going to be able to do my job? I mean, they can't fire me for it, but, you know, I'm sure they can make my life miserable if they want to get rid of me. But they don't seem like it right now. Everybody seems very cool and, you know, loving about it, you know. So we'll see how it goes. I'm just going
just
day
wait
by
till
day.
They love you to death. Yeah.
Yeah. Just going day by day is all I'm doing. So I appreciate everybody. That's the big reasons why we've been doing these last few PSAs, because just sitting in my chair to do the podcast. I mean, I'm sitting there now, my legs throbbing, but you know, it's all right. Because as soon as we're done with the podcast, I'm going to go sit down, watch a little more TV, and I'll probably go to bed. So
it sounds like it's similar to me with when I got issues with, you know, my age and everything. Doing the job I have is very physical.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get sore and I get Flexeril that I'll take, you know, when it'll loosen. What happens is I'll get a knot in my back or my shoulder and it won't loosen up. And then it just gets tighter and tighter and tighter. And I'll take a Flexeril, which is a muscle relaxer, and it'll loosen it up. But the problem is I can't take it the night before I go to work. I can't work.
Yeah.
It's HR. Anyways, I can't operate heavy equipment while I've taken that the night before.
Right, right.
So and I'll go through the whole week, and then it's like on Friday night, it's like, thank God.
Yeah. Well, see, and I do that. I take the one Tramadol in the morning, and that kind of takes the edge off till, you know, noon, 1 o'clock, but I'm not operating heavy equipment, you know.
Right.
Basically, all I'm doing is I've got another guy with me, and I'm just instructing him on what to do. But, you know, there's a lot of walking just to take a look and see, and we investigate a lot of issues. You know, guests have problems. They're like, oh, my room won't go up in temperature. It won't get above 65 degrees. And you go up there, and their thermostat's set to 65. You know, stuff like
windows
that.
Windows open in the middle of winter, you know. If you close that, well,
you know, if you turn your thermostat, if you turn your thermostat up to 70, it would actually get to 70. So I don't know what they think, you know, but it's like they go on vacation and anything that's in a room just isn't the same. The TV remote's not the same. They can't operate the TV, and I go in and I hit the power button and it comes right up, and it's like, okay, yeah. We call it guest education. So we have these showers that, I mean, we're a very fancy hotel. We got a rainfall shower head, and we've got a handheld shower massager, right? Well, there's a diverter valve that switches between the two, and we get more people going, yeah, I turned on the big one, and then the little one doesn't work at all. It doesn't turn anything on. It's like, no, that's
it's an either or, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like, did you not notice when you switched it, it switched to the other one? It's just like, you know, I don't get people. I don't understand them. I have never had that problem figuring something out, you know, but
they had to authorize Gibbs slaps.
Right. Exactly. They should.
So Matt, you would have such a headache. It's not even funny.
Yeah, that might happen too.
Well, you know, say you were authorized. He takes it a little too far.
All right. But anyway, so I didn't raid, but I do have our logs for the raid. So I'm going to talk briefly about what they did on Friday night. Lorelei would normally
be your raid AI.
Yeah. Lorelei would normally be the one telling you all this, but she is, like I said before, this is her tabletop D&D night, which I think is very important because there's a lot of, you know, you can go out and play video game D&D and all that, but to actually go to somebody's house, bring snacks, bring drinks, you know, sit down, paper and pen. I think that's awesome that she does
that. Aging gamers need to stay together.
Yes. So Friday, it looked like they went through and did normal Fryak, and then they switched over to Heroic. So, and they did one shot, one kill on Fryak. Then they did Volcaros. They had two wipes and then one kill on it, and that was on Heroic. Then they did Council. They did two pulls on it, one wipe, one kill. Then they went to Nymu, and they did five wipes, and then finally got it killed. So my hat's off to them, because doing any of those bosses on Heroic are terrible. And then that was Friday. You know, I mean, that's, you know, when you're pulling five times on one boss, whew, that can get a little annoying. So then Saturday, they changed their mind entirely and decided to do alts. So now's your time, guys. If you're listening to the podcast and you want to get on some raiding, normal raiding, you know, you can get in our Discord, put a shout out to Mommy Fortuna. That's my wife, and she's the raid coordinator for who gets to come and who doesn't. And it doesn't look like... let's see, they probably had, about 20 people. So we still got room. So if you want to get in on some raid, now's the time to do it when they start doing these alts.
They get really nervous when they get down to 20 people or so. They start thinking that Mac might come back. So they right? really, really need some help. Up those ranks, folks.
But they started... They started a normal run, and they went through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 bosses, all one shot, one, oh no, 7 bosses, all one shot, one kill. They got to Tyndril, and they one wipe, one kill. And then they hit Fryak. And it looks like they only did one pull on Fryak. Oh, and it was a kill. Oh, so they ended on a high note. So that was awesome. Yeah, because okay. They killed. Yeah. Go ahead.
Finish.
Well, I was going to say they killed him at 23 after, and we go to 45 after. So they killed him and then just said, you know what? That's good enough. So.
Another message. It says may not be doing a normal alt night, though it may show up again.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, they're starting, you know, they're getting in this. Okay, well, you know, we're not progressing on Heroic, or we do, but it's only one night, so let's do something different the next night, because it is different raid compositions each night. You get different people. Some can come Saturday. Some can only come on Friday. Some both nights. So it really changes, you know, the dynamics of it. So don't be afraid. Just jump on Discord. Give us a message, because we don't use the Lion's Pride Tavern Discord as our raid Discord. For our retail raids, we use a different Discord, so we have to invite you to that. And, you know, we've got to make sure that you've got the, you know, the proper gear score and all that stuff. And that's what Mommy does. She makes sure everybody's good to go and sends out the invites. And we do work on a seniority invite. So if we have people that's been raiding with us, you know, for a long time, they will get priority over somebody who just started with us. But, you know, don't feel it's a bad thing, because we definitely can get you in there. We've got room. We like to have full raids when we go. It's just, I think it's more fun. But, you know, come in and learn some. You know, we're always looking for new players, and you never know. You might be the next, you know, top DPS and show us a thing or two. So there's nothing wrong with that.
You might be the next Mac when he shows up going, oh my God.
Yeah, you can do like Lister does with me. She just lays on the floor next to me, and we watch the fight from afar.
Lay on the floor next to you, Faf.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, you know, it's a lot of fun, you know, and if you've never raided before, we're the type of raid group you want to get involved with, you know, because we are a very mellow raid group. I mean, we do want to progress, you know, but
trying to be drama free.
Yeah, we are definitely drama free. We don't put up with any of that drama. The first time you do, you'll get a warning. Second time, you're just gone. And I haven't had to do that. I've given out warnings, but I've never had to give a second warning. Because they know I'm no nonsense. I tell them that when I give them their warning, it's like, you know, enough, you know, we're not here to be a babysitter. We're here to have fun, and you're not making it fun, you know, stuff like that. So just depends on what they did or what they said.
Like Mrs. Mack,
a lot of times it's what they said. Yeah. Is that what she said on her honeymoon?
Said a lot of things on our honeymoon.
The first mistake you said you made was saying I do.
And then she said, okay, let me explain to you. You didn't read the terms and conditions of that I do. Yeah. Let me explain that to you.
Yeah, I have to keep explaining our wedding vows to my wife. You know, it did say obey. I'm sure she's got a comment for that. Yeah.
I haven't seen one come across yet.
Sorry, I can hear her feverishly typing.
Okay, well, I was busy. Okay, I have the vows in print. I know what they say. There we go. Okay, so now that we know exactly how much I told him that I told him that would not happen. Okay, so anybody can send funds to Fafford's legal fees.
Right.
She also has a bowling ball with your name on it. So I would suggest, yes.
No. That bowling ball's got her name on it, not my name.
No, this says I also have a bowling ball with his name on it.
No, it doesn't. It has her name on it.
No, it has your name. It's in that really cool invisible ink.
Yeah.
As if she throws it at you, right, dude. Okay.
Gotcha.
Anyway.
I think we're outnumbered still, Fafford.
I don't know. Like I said,
why we don't introduce our wives to each
other. Exactly. I think we had Mommy on the podcast once, and that was enough.
Let me explain to you.
So anyway, that was our raid. It was it sounded like they had fun. They always have fun.
Her feelings are hurt. She hasn't been invited back. She said, scared of me.
Yeah, that's what it is. I am scared of her. 28 years, I'm still not scared of her.
She's welcome to come on and be a
scared. Absolutely.
Y'all need to stop putting me in the middle, okay? it's me. Okay, and y'all are not being fair.
She does this with my telephone.
The answer is yes, ma'am.
She does this with my telephone conversations too. I'm talking, it doesn't matter who I'm talking to. She'll start interjecting her thoughts and business into my telephone conversation. She doesn't even know what's being said. So, you know, I don't know.
She hears half of it. So half, yeah, of her half may of it, be half right.
Yeah. Half of it. Yeah. Half of it is good enough, apparently. All right, guys. You know, I would say we, I would say we could hear the music, but we can't because Lorelei's not here. So we're moving right on to some gold making tips from Mac.
You're listening to the Goblin Goldcast. I got mouths to feed, so let's get this thing started. Time is money, friend.
Hey, you know, with more gold in the market, making a decent profit in the auction house and Season of Discovery is getting even easier. You know, even with relatively low-level tunes. You know, for gatherers, you know, I check out farming tin ore. I mean, you can sell it alone, or you can normally be grabbing a bunch of copper while you're farming the tin, smelting into bronze bars. You know, tin ore is going for about a gold a stack, and bronze bars are going for about 4 gold a stack. So they're really profitable right now. With a bit of farming, you can have a very, very nice bit of gold in your bank. Now, I'm testing out a few other things this week and hope to get back with some more gold-making ideas next week. But for now, if you have a special gold-making method in retail, classic, or SOD that you'd like to share with our listeners, please do so. And you can leave me a message on the Lion's Pride Tavern Discord or email me at Mac, that's M-A-C, goblingoldcast@gmail.com, or you can contact me on X at goblingoldcast. I'd like to thank Kevin MacLeod for his music, Hot Rock, and Schaefer Bates for his awesome goblin voice during the intro. We'll talk to you next time. I go make some gold.
Speaking of X, I still had listed on my Twitch page, Twitter.
Yeah, even after saying this, after changing it to X, I almost said Twitter. You can contact me on Twitter. Normally Twitter. It's X now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can contact me on my X. Yeah. What? No.
All right. Yeah. Well, I would say you could do that with mine, but I think mine's dead.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
All it's right.
Like my ex and my relationship. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Next up, something wonderful, I'm sure, from Mrs. Max Frying Pan.
Hello and welcome to this week's Mrs. Max Frying Pan, the portion of the show where I get to tell you how to make the cutest holiday treats ever. Spring has sprung, the grass has riz, I wonder where the flowers is. Well, unless you're someplace where you still have 6 weeks of winter left, like us. The biggest of spring holidays is almost upon us. It's time for egg hunts, chocolate bunnies, jelly beans, and peeps. One of my favorite things to do during this time of year is make cupcakes and turn them into little peeps nests. This idea has been around for years, but just in case you hadn't heard of it, I thought I'd share it with you and teach you how to make these cute little treats. You're going to need one batch of cupcakes. Your favorite box cake mix is perfect for this. Frosting, you can either make your own or use canned, doesn't matter. You're gonna need a little bit of green food coloring. You're gonna need a pack of jelly bird eggs, the little jelly beans, or a scoop or two of Jelly Belly mixed beans. And you're going to need 3 boxes of peeps. The chicks work best, but in a pinch, you can use the bunnies. Now, first of all, let me say that there is no sponsorship implied or otherwise of any of the above-mentioned sweet treats. Okay, so you want to make your cupcakes according to the directions, and when they're cool, use a spoon to scoop out a little hole in the center of each cupcake. If you take a teaspoon measuring spoon and just use that to go around, that will be perfect. Next, mix your frosting and green food coloring until you get a nice shade of green, whatever your idea is of a nice shade of green. Sprinkle a few jelly bird eggs in each little hole. Normally 4 or 5 is enough. fill a piping bag that has an M1 tip. That's the tip that looks like it has little teeth. Gently swirl around the cupcakes, leaving the hole open. Take a peep, place it on top, and ta-da! Spring cupcakes. I swear, yes, it's just that easy. Kids will love them. Trust me, I have 9 grandchildren. I am so stocked on peeps because they fight over them all the time. This is just, yeah. Now, if you wanted to switch it up, peeps have now come out with those wonderful flavored ones. They have cotton candy, party cake, fruit punch, Dr. Pepper, and sour watermelon. Some of the flavors are pretty good. Anyway, that will do it for this week's show. As always, I welcome comments, criticisms, and cooking tips. You can find me on Discord in the Lion's Pride Tavern server, or you may email me at Mrs. Mac Goblin Goldcast. That's MRSMAC Goblin Goldcast @gmail.com. Now, go have some fun and make something wonderful.
I love me a cupcake.
Yeah, and these things would be awesome without the peeps. She mentioned tweezers. You can use those to remove the peeps from the top. Like, I hate peeps.
What are they? Peeps? Tweeps?
Peeps.
I am not a peeps person.
Yeah, my wife is.
I think they're disgusting.
Oh, I love them.
Sugared marshmallows.
Oh, you know what's really fun to do? If you can restrain yourself and have some leftover when you go camping, put it on your marshmallow stick and toast the peep. And then you get this nice crunchy, as long as you don't burn it, get this nice crunchy sweet outside and then the gooey marshmallow inside.
Or if you've got a shotgun, you can yell, pull! And, you know, save yourself a clay.
Well, I would imagine, yeah. I would imagine toasting it would be like a creme brulee.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I have pictures from one of my summers at food camp or fish camp where I took peeps down. And we did that with the peeps on the fire.
Gives a whole new meaning to the word schmore.
Yes, it does.
Not a peeps fan.
I love them.
Me either. So, all right. Well, last but not least, it's WFN News, Warcraft Fafford News. WoW tokens are at 270,000, up 7,000 from 2 weeks ago. This week's bonus event is Dragonflight Dungeons. Woohoo! I didn't like those in the first place. Those dungeons were all right, but they just, I don't know. The Trial of Style was going on all last week, and it ends Tuesday with the flip. So if you haven't gone in and done the Trial of Style yet, you still got a couple more days to do that before they change it over.
Time for Project Runway, guys.
Right?
Go for it.
And that's pretty much it for the news, because it's a slow week.
Noble Garden will be coming up pretty soon, correct?
Yep. Yes, that'll be coming up closer to Easter, obviously.
Okay, well, yeah. Easter is within the next week, because this comes out on Monday, and Easter is the following Sunday.
Yeah, so that'll be on next week's podcast.
Yeah, okay, yep. Well.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I deal with children who love to do Easter egg hunts. You kidding? Even the two tiny terrorists, or the gruesome twosome, as they're now known, like to find Easter eggs and then go kill the spiders. So, yeah.
Well, so we got to
we gotta put them in the front yard because the dogs go out in the backyard. It's like, that's not an egg.
We used to get the plastic eggs in and put money in it. Then everybody wanted to find it. Even I did.
I remember my first Easter up here, and I made the cutest little Easter dresses for the girls, and it snowed that night, and we had an Easter egg hunt in the front yard in the snow.
They don't hide very well in the snow unless you don't color them.
Yeah. So that was my first Alaskan Easter. And almost every Easter since has had snow.
I tell people up here, it snows usually mostly gone by about Easter time, but Easter's usually we don't have any more snow after Easter. So usually after Easter we're free, or you may get a little dusting and it melts off within a day or two. But
yeah.
But yeah, this that's year, where Easter is early in the month, so yeah, no.
That's what we're expecting. Sunday we're supposed to get, you know, a couple inches of snow, but it's going to be 60 degrees on Monday, so it's like it ain't going to last.
Well, it'll be nicer when it stops being below freezing at night. It looks like we have one day this week where it's going to be above freezing at night. It's still in the 40s during the day, so we're getting some. Some of the stuff melting off. Yeah, it's getting.
You're
nice.
Still going to get the idiots that keep parking on the interstate, though. Parking in the beaches.
What's an interstate?
Yeah, a 2-lane road going one way. So
we had some friends come up that went out to my daughter's. We have an Airbnb, my daughter has an Airbnb out in the valley, out in Wasilla. And we were out there. They came up, and we let them stay the night over there. You know, got them a night out there at the Airbnb. We were going to get back so they could have a nice relaxing day. And there was an alert that came up on our phones. The highway was shut down due to an accident on the highway. And his wife was having a hard time wrapping her mind around the idea that we could not drive back to Anchorage because, well, isn't there another way back? No, there's one main way back from here to Anchorage.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's one highway. You cannot get back. We'd have to take a boat or fly. So, we finally left about midnight.
People don't understand how remote it is. You know, it's not like you can just go around the block and get around it.
we'd love to have more highways up here, but every time they talk about trying to build more road, you know, infrastructure, then you gotta fight all the other, you know, anti-development, you know,
people. Understandable.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a great podcast, guys. I mean, just for the three of us, I didn't think we'd make it this far.
Oh,
this
I knew
long,
we would.
So.
I knew.
But you know, I can talk about nothing for hours, you know.
Yeah, I know.
slow pitch right there over the plate. There,
right? Mm-hmm. Yep. Swing and a miss.
Yep.
Yeah, she goes, I hear you mumble yourself in the kitchen all the time.
Oh, no. You're normally yelling at me because I moved something and I didn't. It was right where you left it.
Oh, you moved shit.
I'm not even going to get into that. Not even going to get into it because my wife will just start texting you again and, you know, not even going there. So.
Evidently, he was hollering at me last night and I didn't hear him. Something about some shrimp leaking or something. And I mean, I get upstairs and the dogs are kind of, you know, they're not really just with me. Like, I'm like, okay. So I turn around and go back downstairs and he's like, didn't you hear me yelling at you? No.
She can't hear me talking at her. She doesn't wear a hearing aid. She says just because they're uncomfortable.
They are very uncomfortable.
She can ignore me.
They freaking hurt.
Yeah. Oh. My dad used to complain about his too. Same way.
They hurt almost as bad as listening to you speak, Mac. Yeah.
they're awful. Ugh. So yeah. And besides, I would have had him out anyway, because I was going up the stairs. So, you know, hello. But anyway, doesn't matter.
All right. Well, guys, one more thing. You know, if you've listened to the podcast all the way this far, don't forget, we do need help with paying for this podcast. So there is some links for donations.
Looked to see what was going on in the store this week.
Yeah, I was going to say, or there's our store, our web store. The link is also in the description of the podcast to go there. But that is mainly handled by Miss Lystra. And she puts on all sorts of stuff over there. And we got summer coming up. So, you know, we're going to have lots of new stuff. And if you got some ideas of stuff you'd like to see in the store, please get on our Discord and there is a channel for the store, and you can just simply tell Lystra, you know, it says web store is the channel, the name of the channel, and you can just get in there and say, hey, Miss Lystra, I'd love to see a t-shirt that says, you know, Mac the Sweeper instead of Mac the Knife, or Mac the Swiffer.
The Swiffer, yes. Or I still like the t-shirt. You know, I got naked with the Lions Pride Tavern.
Yeah.
Naked contest.
Well, I think that's in there.
I have an apron with that on it.
Yeah. So if you can, I mean, we make on the donation side, we make more if you go to the PayPal link and donate that way than we do with the web store. But with the web store, you get something for your donation. So both of them are donations, and that helps pay for the podcast because we have to pay for the storage, the hard drive space on the server to store our podcast, and then we have to pay for the bandwidth for you guys to download the podcast to listen to. So,
and our non-existent talent fees. Yeah.
Yeah. And all I actually say is, you know,
non-existent talent is right.
All I say is if you would please just on, not necessarily on Monday, but on Tuesday, just don't go to the latte shack and get a latte. Just take that $10 that you would normally pay for your cup of coffee and just PayPal it right on over to us. Help us pay for our podcast and keep it going. We didn't have any advertising sponsors this last year, so everything came from donations, which we did pay for the podcast, and it is rather expensive. So if you can, please donate to the podcast. $5, $10, whatever you can do. We really appreciate it because we know times are tough. But we want to keep the podcast going. It's been 7 years, coming up on our 8th year. So, wow. It's a lot of talking.
Podcast hosts are aging. Yeah.
Yeah.
we need to pay for our old folks home.
Real quick. This is funny. Speaking of podcast hosts aging, I went and I pulled my hair back in a ponytail the other day because, of course, you know, it's been almost 3 years. My hair has grown back. But it came in with this really funny gray color. Well, when I pulled it back into a ponytail, it literally had a Bride of Frankenstein stripe in my hair. I was flipping out.
I didn't say anything. I'm smart.
You were smart that time.
I did that with my wife. I was following her into the restaurant one time, and she had this gray streak. I just took a picture and then posted it on Facebook. I didn't tell her anything.
Well, you know,
until she saw it on Facebook.
I got to trim my beard occasionally, and I'm getting more and more gray in that thing. It used to be just a little streak towards my chin. Now it's up in the sideburns. And Yep.
It's not falling out fast enough anymore.
Yeah.
It never fell out of the face. It was up top where it's falling out. My face just goes to hell with that, you know, receding hairline. Here, watch this.
Too funny. All right, so I want to thank Charm for all of her beautiful music. Please go visit her website and her YouTube channel. Her links are in the description. Plus Vincent Moretto for his heavy metal tavern music. His links are also in the description. These artists were nice enough to let us use their music throughout the podcast. We love them for it. So I want to say from all of us to all of you, thanks for listening, and we'll see you all next week.
Now go make some gold.
Mommy said she heard a lot about that from her sister. And I say, go have some fun and make something wonderful.